This has all the feel to me of narrative preparation.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like to me.
And now let's watch that narrative.
And now let's watch the narrative. First of all, let's go scare some idiots in Congress, okay? Right. Right. Get everybody from Marco Rubio to Chuck Schumer, all panicked and hitting their bourbon,
Rubio's like, quick, let's bomb Iran.
Yeah, let's take a bubble bath anyway. Anyway, I just... it is so much theater so far to me. I can't believe that people are taking this seriously.
Mm.
That's what bothers me. You've got clowns in charge, and they're willing to risk nuclear war for the Ukraine.
Right. So you get this New York Times reporter, Helene Cooper, who was the one, along with Leslie Kane, who launched the Lou Elizondo operation right. in the New York Times article in 2017. And she goes forward in that press conference, and she gets that special moment with Van Herk, and she says, "Do you think it could be alien?" Mm-hmm. And Van Herk looks at her and says, "I'm not ruling anything out."
Mm-hmm.
And that's the headline that gets picked up everywhere before it all gets knocked down by right. the officials. What are they floating there? Why did they leave that in the air for 48 hours?
I think, as narrative preparation.
Right.
To me, I think they are carefully prepping the narrative. After all, nothing else has worked.
Mm.
They were past the asteroid stage.
Yes.
Remember that. If you're familiar with Carol Rosen's affidavit, it was
oh, yeah.
communists, then nations of concern, terrorists, asteroids, ET. Well, we're way past the asteroid stage. My suspicion is this is their fallback position. In other words, something has them spooked and they don't want to lose control of the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
So this is their way to maintain control of that whole narrative. But something out there or deep in the ocean somewhere has them spooked. And this is their effort to maintain control. When that something reveals itself, I think everybody's going to know it. Because
yeah.
The standard tools of controlling the narrative aren't going to work anymore. They just won't.
Well, you've raised this before about how the whole game changes if you are doing a UFO psyop, a right. threat psyop, and the real thing shows up.
Shows up.
Yeah.
Right. Then you have to figure out, okay, if the real thing shows up, or several versions of it, if the real thing shows up, is it on our side or not? Is it good or not?
Right.
Or is there more than one side that's going to show up? Is some of them good and some of them bad?
Yes.
I've been trying to point out that we've been in this cosmic war for a very long time, and that means there's good guys out there and there's bad guys out there. So you'd better be able to figure out who's who and do so in a hurry. The thing that I think they're about now is they are carefully trying to assert control of the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my problem. And it's the same problem I had, Daniel, with Truman's shoot down order in 1952. Harry Truman, whatever you think about him, is not going to risk starting an interplanetary war.
Right.
So when he issues a shoot down order, he already has enough intelligence about what the Air Force thinks they're dealing with. The same, I think, applies here. I don't think a shoot down order would have been issued if they were convinced that they were dealing with something extraterrestrial and ipso facto more advanced than us. They would issue a shoot down order if they thought they were dealing with extraterrestrials on more or less the same technology level as we. Yes, they would do that. So in other words, the shoot down to me says the fact that they're telling us we don't know what they are or where they're coming from, I'm not buying it. The shoot down order says they know something and they're still covering that up.